Joining us this morning is Tempisa Fukuda. He is a senior research fellow at Africa Asia Dialogue. Thanks for joining us once again. I hope that you are well. Can we just try and get a picture of what Iran looks like today versus what it looked like before the 12-day war?
Well, we don't know because the pictures have not been forthcoming. And even the claims about the nuclear facilities that were bombed, we still haven't seen pictures.
Right.
So both Iran and Israel have been gagging the media and restricting the media from presenting those pictures. We know, for example, that Iran has always been a closed country, but recently we have Israeli government issuing injunctions preventing people from publishing the damage that were caused by the Iranian missile. So
right. In
both countries, we don't know precisely. All we see is
what we are allowed to see. I know at the time in Israel, as these things were happening live, they asked people not to because that would give Iran the ability to adjust targets. So if they knew exactly where something landed, that then they could adjust the targets. But there was also unquestionably a limiting of information about the damage that was done to refineries and things like that. And as you said, in Iran as well, we can't really get a sense. But the regime didn't fall. In Iran, they seem to have survived, even though some of their leadership was hollowed out. Is there any way to look at Iran and read what changes or what damage has been done?
Well, it's difficult, but that was not what we were told by Benjamin Netanyahu when he went into this war.
Right.
It had nothing to do with the regime change. It was about
the nuclear.
What he's been saying all the years, trying to suppress the nuclear capabilities of
Correct.
Iran. So, we don't know precisely what damage the Israeli rockets incurred in Iran. As I've said, because there is not has been pictures coming our way in terms of verifying, including, by the way, as I've said, the bombing of the three facilities of the nuclear plants.
Right, because, I mean, that was done by the American B-2 bombers. Do we have, and there as well, there are some reports of significant damage. There was others that have been contested of saying not significant, but there is the simple answer that we have no idea.
We have no idea in both countries. I mean, for some of us, we have got sources in both countries in terms of those that were able to send pictures. There's been damage in both cities, extensive damage, particularly in Haifa and in Tel Aviv and in Tehran. There's been some serious damage that we impacted, particularly the first few days and the last day of this war before Donald Trump gave a call to Benjamin Netanyahu to stop the war.
Right. But what it means in terms of Iran and what it means in terms of any future negotiations with the United States, have we seen any indications there?
The negotiations are going on, and I think Trump wants to see sanctions lifted against Iran. Of course, that is not what many, well, at least Israel, would like to see, because they believe if Iran is given a reprieve of some sort, it might just be empowered. But Trump wants to see Iran sanctions lifted, and those are the discussions at the moment. And Trump is a transactional person. He
Absolutely.
Wants to do business. Iran has proved to be a powerhouse, particularly in the Gulf. And the Gulf is a very important passage of water that supplies energy to the entire world. So if you're going to have Iran continually suppressed from doing business and its movement of goods restricted, you are likely to do good business there. But you must also remember that when Trump went to the region, visited Bahrain, Saudi Arabia, and Qatar, part of the discussions was to encourage business from those waters. Now, we heard during this war that Iran, for example, threatened to shut down the Strait of Hormuz, which, if that happens, you're going to have the UAE, Abu Dhabi, Qatar, Bahrain, Kuwait, and others are certainly going to be restricted, or we're going to be restricted in terms of the movement. So it's important for business that there is normalization between the US and Iran.